Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
O'Regan's dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws in time.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, yeah, let's have some fun tonight, Kansas City, for a sixth straight game. It's a Royals victory, and for a second straight night, it's a Royals 2-0 victory. And just like that, the boys are back to 500. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. I'm wondering if your confidence in this team, I'm wondering if your confidence is back to where it was on opening day. Because this crowd tonight, more than 25,000, was the largest crowd we've seen since opening day. Do you remember how you were feeling at the end of March, just about a month ago? Remember how excited you were coming off of that playoff run of a season ago in the addition of Jonathan Indian, Carlos Estevez, Chris Bubich being back in the rotation? Do you remember the excitement on opening day? Well, it's been a bumpy start to the season, but the boys are back at square one at an even 500. Is your confidence level back to where it was on day one, game one? Let me know. 913-586-7965, because, you know, my biggest concern coming into the season was, can I really expect this rotation to duplicate the type of performance we saw a summer ago? Well, 28 games into the season, it is a hearty affirmative from the big fellas in the rotation, as Michael Wacha tonight, as good as he's been all season. Really, he's just getting better and better every time he takes the ball. That fastball was exploding right out of the gate. Six shutout innings for Michael Wacha. He scatters four hits, he punches out six, and he picks up his first win of the season. But it was so much more than Michael Wacha. Now, he is without question the star of the game, the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. But once he left, it's still a two-run game. It's still a bloop and a blast. And we're tied. Not with Steven Cruz. Steven Cruz now with 6 2/3 hitless innings of relief since getting the call up to the show. John Schreiber with his 5th straight scoreless appearance. And Carlos Estevez picks up his 7th save of the season. Royals pitching holds the Astros scoreless for a 2nd straight night and limits them to just 6 hits. Pitching and defense at the center of this 6-game winning streak on the heels of a 6-game losing streak. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7965, the latest example of just how quickly things can change in this game. All right, let's go to Justine in Gladstone. Let's get this thing started off right. Justine, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals are 14-14 back to 500. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Winning is fun. Yes. Winning is fun, right? I've been to so many games when the Astros have made losing really not fun. So it's great to beat them, and it's great to beat them 2 nights in a row. And if you are not feeling confident about this team, then you're not paying attention. I know the last before was hard, and it wasn't fun, but you got to be looking good to move into the summer, right? We're still wearing sweatshirts. We're still being cold, but man, it's exciting for this season, and winning is fun is how I'm going to say tonight goes.
I love it, Justine. Way to get us started. I appreciate it. Always nice hearing from you. You know, my theme for the season has been the sophomore album, right? Because we all would very happily accept a repeat of last summer. 86 wins, go to the playoffs. Okay, maybe you don't win the whole thing, but boy, do we have a whole heck of a lot of fun along the way. You would take a repeat of that great debut smash from a summer ago, but if we're being truthful, we want a little bit more. We want to get to that ALCS, that World Series. We want this sophomore album somehow to be even better than what we heard last summer. I didn't know how possible that was because I didn't know if it was possible for Reagans and Waka and Lugo to all repeat darn near career years. For Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny to repeat the extraordinary Herculean seasons they had a summer ago. 28 games into 2025, and Waka, Lugo, boy, those two are just getting stronger every single time they climb the hill. Good news today regarding Cole Reagans and that groin tightness that knocked him out of the game on Thursday. It's looking good for Cole Reagans, knock on wood. You know, Bobby, there's just no stopping the young man. He has a base hit in 26 of the team's 28 games. He's batting .318, top 15 in Major League Baseball. So there's no stopping Bobby. Salvi had his big breakout back on Thursday. And how about Vinny Pasquantino? Oh boy. 412 feet off of Framber Valdez. Listen. I talked about it last night on the postgame show. I reiterated it this afternoon on the On Deck show. The final two at-bats last night from Vinny really had me encouraged coming into today. I told you on the On Deck show I was expecting something big from the Pasquatch. And boy, did he ever deliver. A 2-1 changeup down and in from the two-time All-Star Framber Valdez. And boy, Vinny was on time with that one. 108 miles per hour. No, it has not been the start of the season. 108 miles per hour off of the bat of Vinny. And no, it has not been the type of start to the season that any of us were hoping, expecting, planning on seeing from the first baseman. But there's 80% of the season still ahead of us. You know, I made the analogy earlier today to the NFL. A 17-game season. Right now, the equivalent is the Royals are about to finish up the third game of the NFL season. Right? They're late in the fourth quarter in week 3. That's how much baseball still lies ahead. And you can look at that both good and bad. Well, the pitching staff needs to maintain this now for another, in football terms, 14 weeks. But also, those 14 weeks allow Vinny, Salvi, India, Massey, time to climb out of this early season funk. Royals win 2-0. And they hand the ball to Chris Bubich coming up tomorrow as the boys look to sweep the Houston Astros here at the K. Let's go back to the phone calls. Again, the number, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Seth. He was one of the 35,000 in the building tonight. Seth, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Vern. How about you?
Doing great.
Yeah, I mean, just want to talk about our pitching. Our pitching, as usual, has been phenomenal. But I know one of the concerns I had going into the season was our bullpen. And, you know, Estevez and Ursig have been phenomenal. And like, but my main concern was, like, what about, you know, the first relievers coming in? And first part of the season was a little bit shaky, but it seems like we've kind of got that figured out. So, you know, with blanking on names right now. Sorry, driving.
No, that's all right. And Hunter Harvey's on his way back. It's looking promising that Harvey will be back sooner rather than later. But, yeah, John Schreiber, the electric factory,
Schreiber, full display
as he comes off screaming after punching out Christian Walker in that huge spot in the eighth inning. That was gigantic, Seth.
Yeah, and then the crowd. The crowd was just phenomenal tonight. So, cheers to them.
Yeah, they sure were. And, you know, I don't know if it's where I was sitting, but that wind was pretty consistent. It was anything but a 60-degree night. It was chilly out there, but
I was up top where it was raining.
Right, okay, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Seth, thanks for the phone call. Glad you had a good time, and drive safe. Yeah, listen, you know, I made mention of it on the On Deck show. You know, my checklist of concerns, you know, the concern I had about the bullpen with the absence of Hunter Harvey. Boy, yeah, I mean, Steven Cruz, what do you say? Every guy's retired every batter that he's faced for the most part. John Schreiber, Carlos Estevez, Angel Zerpa looked good the last time we saw him. Daniel Lynch has been outstanding. But let's also acknowledge a bullpen is only as good as its rotation allows it to be. A bullpen's only as good as the rest it's afforded from the starting pitchers. And in 2025, no group of starting pitchers has afforded its bullpen more rest than the Royals. Yeah, they're number one in Major League Baseball in innings pitched. Number one in the American League in punchouts as a unit. Bubich, Lorenzen, Lugo, Reagans, and Waka collectively have an ERA of 3.22. Are you kidding me? That's top five in the sport. Royals are 14-14 with an offense that's bottom five in the sport. In even 500, and when you look up and down this lineup, who's exceeding expectations? Mikel, Drew Waters, Mark Canha, I'll give you that. Who else? Exceeding expectation. Bobby's awesome, no doubt. But who's exceeding expectations? It's those three. It's Canha, Mikel, and Drew Waters. If I would have told you that on opening day, that the only guys that would be matching or exceeding our preseason expectations were those three, and you're still a 500 team? Boy, that would have been hard to compute. But I think eventually we would have figured out that the bottom line was the rotation is elite. And 20% of the way through the season, there's no question this is an elite rotation. Can they keep it up? I don't see any reason why not. You know, barring, you know, knock on wood, you know, so long as everyone can stay healthy, you have no reason to believe that anything is going to take a downturn anytime soon. At least that's the way that I view it. How about you? 913-586-7965. All right. Had a chance to talk. I believe this is Stetson. He was at the game. He was one of the 25,000. I believe I had a chance to meet this young man before the game. Stetson, is this the same Stetson?
Yes. Finish.
Nice. Nice, man. I told you if they win, I wanted you to call me up, and you're a man of your word, so I appreciate it. What stuck out? What was the best part of your night?
Vinny hitting a home run tonight. Yeah. He's doing bad, so I'm glad he's doing great right now.
And you knew that the second he hit it, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a no-doubter. No-doubter. Well, I'm glad they got you a win, man, and Lord knows you were decked out, ready to. You had the Michael Wacha jersey on, and boy, did he ever deliver tonight. Six shutout innings from the veteran right-hander. Stetson, thank you very much, man. I appreciate you dialing me up.
Yeah, see ya.
See you soon. Yeah, you know where to find me now. You saw my booth here at Kauffman Stadium, right across from the Diamond Club. If you make your way out to the K sometime soon and you really have nothing else to do, swing by. Say hi. I'm hanging out before the game and after the game, of course. Michael Wacha, yes, no question about it. He is our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. I'm sure that'll be great with a couple of little kids around. That'll be a nice way to... Dinner's covered tonight. Yeah, gourmet dinner for two, a shrimp cocktail, filet, twice-baked potatoes, asparagus, and that turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to you and your family from Guaranteed Foods. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Michael Wacha. Six innings of four-hit baseball. He beats the Houston Astros for the first time in his career. There's now only two teams in the sport that Wacha is yet to pick up a dub against. The Athletics and the Texas Rangers. All right, let's go to Cody in Harrisonville. Cody, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Now, I just wanted to say that, you know, we had Urshak plus Lugo plus Wacha, and now we had our bullpen of Cruz and Estevez. We've got 19 innings without giving up a single run. And that there will, I mean, with Bubic coming up, I believe that what we're seeing right now at this homestand is pure. I mean, I don't know what the history says, but I don't know how many innings you have to pitch to get to a perfect or to break the record. But I'm here to say that the Royals do have a real good chance of going another couple innings with scoreless innings with Bubic on the mound. And that offense, I mean, I'd like to see more, but I love that they're producing just enough. Vinny, I love, honestly, seeing anybody in the seventh spot, it's like they produce. Waters, he's been producing, and then we put Vinny down there, he homers. I love it.
His team-leading third home run. Thank you very much for the phone call, Cody. Leads the team with three home runs. Royals still dead last in Major League Baseball with 13 homers on the season. 11 of those 13 have been solo shots. Vinny also leads the team with 16 RBIs. Colton was one of the 25,000 in the building tonight. Colton, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I just want to say, Vern, I just want to say, the Royals are playing so good right now. Went on a six-game win streak, and I can't believe it. Our offense, ain't gonna lie, our offense has not been playing as I thought it would, but our pitching is picking everyone up. And like Lugo yesterday and today, Wacha, and then Estevez and Urshak, they're just picking the offense up, and we're winning games. And I think, honestly, if our pitching keeps going, we could honestly make a run and maybe make the playoffs.
No doubt. No doubt about it, Colton. Thanks for the phone call. And a great way to describe it. That's exactly what this rotation is doing, is picking up the offense. And there will be a time, maybe it's tomorrow, who knows? But there will be a time where the rotation has a rough turn. You know, who knows how long it'll last? But let's just say one turn through the rotation is subpar. It's during that turn where you'll see Bobby and India, Salvi and Vinny put the team on their back and carry them to victory. And Colton, to your final point of if this continues, the Royals can make it to the postseason, no doubt about it. Because if this continues, Well, I'll speak for myself. I don't believe that this offense is one of the three worst in the sport. I don't. I don't believe that Michael Massey, Jonathan India, and Vinny Pasquantino are three of the 15 worst everyday players in the American League, which is what they were coming into the game today. I don't believe that. I have past success. I have track record to fall back on, especially when it comes to Jonathan India and Vinny Pasquantino. And I also have more than 80% of the season still remaining. So there's still plenty of time for those three pros to turn it around. And when they do, they're going to link up with a rotation that might be the best in the American League. And Colton, no doubt about it, when those two forces link up, along with that bullpen that we're falling in love with, and the defense that is returning to the standard that has been set by this franchise for decades, put all that together, and that's a squad that nobody wants to face. That's a squad that can beat anybody at any time, anywhere. Great phone call, Colton. Royals win 2-0. Their six-game winning streak is the longest winning streak that we've seen in Kansas City since last May. Speaking of Kansas City, the boys have been dominating here at home, winning 11 of 15 this season at Kauffman Stadium. All right, let's go to Jackie. Jackie was at the game, one of the 25,000 in the building, braving the elements. Jackie, what stands out to you?
What's up, man? I was just saying, how do you feel about India's slow start, and do you think we should still be training for outfielder or just wait for Jack to come up?
Good question. Jackie, thanks for the phone call. Jonathan India, to me, has some built-in excuses for his poor offensive numbers. And if you want to hear them as excuses from some homer on the radio, fine. You want to call me a homer, go for it. And I say this because I think Jonathan India has more legitimate explanations as to why he struggled offensively, more so than anybody else on the team. From the quad injury to the Emmanuel Class A fastball in the helmet to bouncing all over the diamond, playing a new position.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can explain away his lackluster start to the season more so than I can just about anybody else. And as far as making a trade for an outfielder, I was never really banging on the table for that. Because again, just utilize perspective, understand where we're at in the season. So no, I'm not thinking about any sort of trade acquisition right now. Because I have a hard time, and I've said this over and over and over again, but I'll say it again. I have a hard time judging this Royals offense right now because I don't think we've seen the Royals offense, right? We haven't seen Jonathan India good for a week. We haven't seen Vinny good for a week. I could go on, but it's mainly those top four, right? India, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. It all begins with them. And I have a tough time passing any sort of judgment on this group until those top four are going. Now, if you don't think that's going to happen, if you don't think that top four is going to turn it around, well, then okay. But then you and I are just on polar opposite sides. Doesn't mean I'm right and you're wrong, but we're just not going to agree 28 games into the season. You know, you get those top four going, along with what Waters has done, and Canna, and Michael, and Kyle Isbell, and now suddenly you have maybe not a intimidating offense, but a formidable offense. Not a lot of power in that lineup, sure. But I don't know how much power we were expecting. You know, this was likely to be a team that, you know, scratching across 3 to 5 runs a game. And yeah, Jack Caglione back in right field tonight, by the way, making his second professional start in right field down at AA. So the actions of the organization let you know that we're prepared. We're prepared to insert a truly powerful bat in the second half of the season if it's needed. But again, I go back to those top four because you're not bringing Jack Caglione up if Vinny's not hitting or if India's not hitting. You know, if the offense is Bobby, Salvi, and we're praying that the rest of them can string together a bunch of singles, well, I don't think Cags comes up. If the Royals offense remains bottom five in baseball, I don't think Cags comes up. I think Cags finds his way to the show as a weapon, not as the savior. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Charlie in Raymore. Charlie, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Charlie. All right, let's go to Brad in Olathe. Brad, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, I wish I could have bat leadoff because I've got a few notes, and I think awesome is the theme for this show. Awesome home run by Vitti. Awesome comeback from a poor road trip. Awesome pitching on this homestand. Awesome that we are back to 500. And what about Q? Awesome manager to right the ship after, you know, a rough road trip. Awesome job by Q. I mean, what couldn't be said about that guy? We're back in the division race. That's awesome. And to answer your question when you started off the show, yes, my confidence is back. 100%. Awesome show. I'll take your comments off the air, man. Talk to you later. Oh, bye.
Hey, you laid it all out there, Brad. Way to go. Brad's notes, his game notes, are brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. Be in the know when called. Jays Southland Tow. Royals win 2-0. Michael Wacha picks up the victory, his first of 2024, and we are more than thankful To be joined right now by tonight's winning pitcher from inside that victorious clubhouse. It is Michael Wacha. And, Michael, thank you very much for the time. Great job tonight. I was just marveling. We're all marveling at just how quickly things change in this game from a six-game losing streak. And you blink your eyes and boom, the boys are unstoppable. Winners of six straight. How does it feel?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. In this game, you can't ever really get too low on yourself and you can't ever get too high on yourself. So you got to kind of, ride those waves and understand that, hey, you keep on putting in the work and keep on showing up to the park every day ready to get after it. Things can't turn around. So, nobody in this clubhouse was worried about that. We know it was early in the season, still is. And, we just got to continue to keep showing up, ready to play, and we believe good things can happen.
Were you impressed with how the guys in the clubhouse handled the bumpy road trip, or were you expecting them to handle it the way they did?
Oh, no. Hey, we got a bunch of professionals in this clubhouse. We've seen a lot of stuff in here, and so we all understood where we were at. And, in those games we did lose. I mean, there was a lot of fight in us, a lot of chances late in games, fighting back into some of those games where we're one hit away or one pitch away from snagging a win there. And so, like I said, it was important for us to, flush those and get back to the park the next day and get after it again.
Michael, we've had a lot of callers, a lot of fans, one of the 25,000 to show up tonight, and they all keep coming back to the same thing, especially during this six-game winning streak, the way that you guys have picked one another up. Right, one facet of the game isn't clicking on this night. Well, some other facet steps up in a big way. I have to imagine this early in the season that's how a ball club comes together.
No, absolutely. It's starting pitching. It's relieving. It's timely hitting. Getting guys on base and all those things. We're all capable of doing that in this clubhouse. And so. It was an electric night in front of, out here at Kauffman. They were on their feet. They were ready to get after it. And, it was a good win tonight to clinch the series. And we got another one tomorrow for the sweep. So we're excited to get it back up here.
Man, every time you take the hill so far this season, it just seems as if you're getting better and better every time you climb the bump. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah. I feel like, it started off a little slow, maybe, walking guys and, kind of falling behind. But, trying to, build off of each start that I've been doing and, continue to work on those side sessions in between starts and, have that belief that, things will start to click. And so, I would say, a little better tonight than the last one, and continue to build off of this one for the next one against the Orioles next weekend.
Michael, final thing for you. Thank you very much for the time. A lot of the same names in that starting rotation as last year. Bubich was there, Lorenzen was there at the end. How much of that internal competition that we talked about so much last summer seems to be present again in 2025?
Right. No, I mean, you see these guys going out there and doing their thing. You want to go out there and, follow up their lead. It's watching what Lugo did yesterday. He gave me a nice little template on, how to attack these guys. And so, was just trying to follow his lead from what he did last night and go out there and throw up a bunch of zeros. And so, we're a tight-knit group in there. Us pitchers, starting pitchers, it's a lot of fun getting to talk with these guys and, continue to get better with all of them.
Man, for as much fun as it is watching you in between starts, watching the way that you work, boy, your day on the hill, that is worth the price of admission. Great job tonight. Get back in that victorious clubhouse, and we'll see you against the Orioles.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you very much.
There you go. Yeah, my pleasure. There you go. Michael Wacha from inside the winning clubhouse, the Royals clubhouse, a sixth straight post-game celebration inside that Royals clubhouse. Back-to-back shutouts authored by this Royals rotation. Phone lines are open, 918-867-9965, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Michael Wacha. Thank you so very much as he sees his ERA shrink to 3.38 across his first six starts of the season. And on average, he's given the team 5 1/3 innings every time he takes the ball. We're going to take our first quick timeout. We get right back to the phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
My buddy Jonathan out here at Kauffman Stadium says, Vern, you keep going on and on about Guaranteed Foods. Tell me about it. What makes it so great? And I always begin by letting them know what it's not. It's not a meat company or a retail store. It's not a meal kit company that ships you a box of ingredients that you better fix before it spoils. It's not a meats by mail deal where you're getting a brown box of meat on your doorstep from 1,000 miles away. No, Guaranteed Foods is a professional home food service, and I mean professional. Like, you know, the way that Michael Wacha is a true pro's pro, that's Guaranteed Foods. They've been helping thousands of families eat better for less since 1958. But you need to find out for yourself and do what my wife and I did. Take advantage of Guaranteed Foods' risk-free trial program. That's how we got started. I think it's the best avenue for you as well. Healthy food, great service. You're going to love it.
888-500. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Hits it well. Down the right field line, and that ball is gone. A home run for Vinny Pasquantino against the left-hander Framber Valdez. Vinny with his third on the year, and the Royals double their lead. It's 2-0.
Yeah, that's in the fifth inning. That would be your final score for a second straight night. The Royals shut out the Houston Astros, winning by a final score of 2-0. It's now six straight wins on the heels of a six-game losing streak. And just like that, the boys are back at 500. Thanks again to Michael Wacha for joining us. And like you said, this is why. You know, it sounds so very cliche, but it becomes a cliche because it's true. This is why you don't get too high, too low in the month of April. And while that's true for ball players, you and I, that's why you don't get too low. You and I, we can get as, excited. We can get as, high on our Royals as we want. They need to keep it even keel. We don't need to when we're talking about the good stuff. That's what April baseball's about. Especially when the negative aspects of a team or a stretch are coming from guys with track records. Bona fide big leaguers, like a Vinny Pasquantino. Vinny got ahead there, 2-1. Gets that changeup down and in and did not miss it. Yanks it 412 feet over the right field bullpen. His first home run in 2 weeks, his team-leading third on the season. Royals win 2-0. And Vinny's fifth inning one-out bomb was, without question, tonight's MVP Air Conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Hopefully you were listening to the On Deck Show today in our double play, where we give you the top two bets to make going into that night's game. Mac Morey was in charge of the double play tonight. Mac Morey, of course, you hear him every weekday morning with Fesco and Dusty. He hit for a plus 470 tonight. Pays to listen, man. He told you Bobby multiple total bases, and he told you that Vinny was going to drive in a run. Plus 470. Way to go, Mac Morey. Doug was at the game. Doug was one of the 25,000 that saw the Royals get back to 500. Hopefully Doug was listening to the On Deck show and was able to cash in before coming out to the game. Doug, how you doing?
Doing good. You, Vern?
Doing great. I did not cash in on that because Missouri cannot get their heads out. Whatever. Go ahead, Doug.
They'll get there sooner or later. Hey, first time, long time. Hey, want to get your thoughts. You talked about India scuffling around a little bit. I don't want to take anything away from Garcia's play in the hole tonight. What's your thoughts kind of switching Garcia and India when they go out with that field lineup? Kind of get them a little bit more comfortable.
You mean defensively?
Defensively, yeah.
So India at second and Garcia at third?
Yeah. What's your thoughts if maybe that gets...
Yeah, we got a bad connection. I understand where you're at, Doug. I appreciate the phone call. Get home safe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll give you my personal belief, and then I'll tell you what I think the Royals are doing. Personally, I want the best defense up the middle, right? And you have it with Freddie or Salvi behind the dish. You know, you're not finding a shortstop better than Bob. You'll be hard pressed to find a center fielder better than Kyle Isbell. So at second base, Michael Massey's outstanding. I'll take him. And if it's not Michael Massey, Michael Garcia is probably the second best defensive infielder that this team has behind Bobby Witt Jr. So I want Michael at second. Michael or Michael. I want one of those two guys at second base. But to your point, what I think the Royals prefer is instead of having Jonathan India play three different positions, you know, you keep him on that far left side of the field. He's just staying third base, left field, third base, left field. Just this is your focus, right? It's a pretty similar look, third base in left field rather than going from the middle of the field to now we're out in left field. And so I feel, well, I don't feel, the Royals feel as if it's less taxing for Jonathan India to play the two positions that are fairly, I don't want to say similar, as one's on the infield and one's in the outfield, but as far as the direction from home plate, they are similar. They feel like that's less taxing than, you know, truly bouncing him all over the field. Hopefully that answers your question, Doug. Yeah, also, of the available options, I do think he is the worst defender of the group. Massey and Michael, and, you know, preferably he'd be my designated hitter more times than not, but, you know, this is a guy that is a key cog, not just this year, but next year, a real cornerstone piece to this organization. I don't know if they want to, you know, limit him as a DH and solely as a DH. But yeah, if you're putting your best defense out there, I think it's Massey at second, it's Garcia at third, Bobby at short, Waters in left. You know, Renfro ultimately replaced by Tyler Tolbert in right and Kyle Isbell in center. But Jonathan India was brought here to get on base, to be the leadoff hitter, to score runs in front of Bobby Witt Jr., and to play league average defense. And he's have a, you know, 28 games into the season, he's had a tough time meeting those expectations. But like I said with Vinny, 80% of the season still remains, and Jonathan India's track record says he'll get it figured out. Came into this season with a lifetime on-base percentage of, 355? Drew two walks tonight, has that on-base percentage up to 311. Still a ways to go, but still plenty of time for the 28-year-old to get it figured out. Doug, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go to Batman in KCK. Batman, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
You know what, Vern? This this little streak here is just a high it's a high water mark on my prophetic ride that you give us on the roller coaster. You know, we started off a little shaky, six losses in a row. The bats, the wings were down, and now we've won six in a row. And I'm telling you, this pitching staff is marked for greatness this year. The hitting will come along. It's usually slow for every one of the contenders when the year is in its fledgling games. And all I can tell you for sure, Vern, is this pitching staff is solid. I'm riding with the Royals. We're taking the division. We're going to go finish the unfinished business. And it's all because of listening to your show that people can keep the faith. Get on the roller coaster. It's a fun ride, and especially when it's up like tonight. Great pitching, and thanks for Vinny for coming through again. Love you, Vern. Let's sweep him tomorrow for a double sweep. You're my brother. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, Batman. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thanks for the praise as well, but I do believe that the expert ability of Bobby Witt Jr., Seth Lugo, Chris Bubich and Michael Lorenzen, Cole Reagans, and of course tonight Michael Wacha. I think that has more to do with the belief currently throughout Royals Nation right now. I think the talent that has been put together by John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo is why there's so much belief in this team right now. Batman, you're 100% right about this rotation, though. Wacha tonight spins the fourth start of the season by a Royal of at least six scoreless innings. Only one team in the American League's done it more, and that's the opponent, the Houston Astros. Boy, what a pitching matchup we have in store tomorrow. If you were at the game tonight, you might want to buy tickets for tomorrow. Do it now. Chris Bubich, Hunter Brown, two of the 10 best pitchers so far in 2025, squaring off at Kauffman Stadium. Man, I wish I wouldn't have waited so long to shout out Eli and Maddie from Kansas City. They stopped by after the game. They wanted to give some love to not only Michael Wacha, but Vinny Pasquantino as well. Eli, Maddie, I hope you had a good time at the game. I know you had a good time at the game. You told me you had a good time. Weren't even worried about the cold or the rain. Just enjoyed watching your favorite baseball team pick up yet another victory. Six straight victories. 913-586-7965. Hey, Eli and Lee Summit, you're on 96.5 The Fan. I don't know if this is Eli of Eli and Maddie, but nonetheless, Eli, go ahead.
It is, Vern. How are you?
Hey, all right. Man, I was worried that you guys wouldn't hear my shout-out, so I appreciate you dialing me up.
Yep, I just want to say I love how we got the boo Jose Altuve. He's a horrible player.
Yeah. That was fun.
All right. There we go. There's Eli and Maddie checking in, saying, hey, Vern, we stopped by. You better give us some love on the air. And if he's not going to do it, we're just going to call him up ourselves. Way to go. Way to go. Thank you very much, guys. Running over Jose Altuve in the process. You know what? I don't mind it. If you were a little bit older, maybe I'd stick up for Jose Altuve because he is a future Hall of Famer. But it's fun to boo, yeah, right? I mean, you guys are what? And you're not teenagers, I know that. And screaming's fun, but booing's a lot of fun, too. And boy, loud boos for Jose Altuve. 25,378. That was the attendance tonight. I'd say there were, 78 total Astros fans? So what, 25,300 people booing Jose Altuve, including Eli and Maddie from Lee Summit. Glad you guys had a good time. Thank you very much for calling up, and thanks for swinging by the booth as well. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're next up on the postgame show. What's going on, brother?
Hey, doing good, brother. How you doing, Vern?
Doing great.
Hey, Vern, so the last week I've been taking some notes, and I've been waiting to do this call. The season is laid out with from start to finish, peaks and valleys. Last week at about this time, had a six-game losing streak. I got news for everybody. There'll be more losing streaks, hopefully not six games. Now we're coming to a six-game winning streak. But you had two callers last Saturday about this time, one from Leawood, who said Stratton was the reason we're losing. You corrected him. Renfro was the reason. He didn't even play that night. And Melendez, he was already down in Omaha. Right. It just shows you how disengaged you are and how low
someone
your baseball.
Someone said that Salvi was washed this time last week.
That's my next point.
Okay,
that's
someone
my
else
next
dove
point,
off
Vern.
The Vinny bandwagon last
I know
last
that guy.
Week.
He's Daryl from Overland Park, negative Daryl. And he just coming off a whiskey drunk that I don't know what was going on with the guy. Man. But he says they're washed, the Royals are no good, they have a minor league lineup, and yeah. Vinny, the undeniable, you call him the undeniable, I call him Vinny Boom Boom, is washed, and the captain, the second greatest player ever in Royals history wear the uniform is washed.
Dusty Likens was questioning the captain on Monday when I was on with him. If we call the people out, let's call them out, Big T.
Well, I'll tell Likens, that's a punchable offense, too, and he's seen me before. I'll let him do it, too. Now, come on. The loyal callers and listeners over the years, that's disrespectful to us, our team, and Vern, and everybody listening to this show. Come on, get together. We've got to stay engaged with the team. Last year's pitching staff was fabulous. They did most of the heavy lifting. This year's pitching staff, it's carrying over. Vern, they're going to shut down good offenses. We're going to win some games. The offense is going to get rolling for us. But this pitching staff, I'm getting fired up about this pitching staff. No disrespect against Al Marsh or Brady Singer, but top 1 to 5 right now. This pitching staff is kicking ass and taking names. That's right. And with the Croatian sensation going tomorrow, we got a chance to bring out a double broom. Way to go, Michael Wacha. Keep up the great work, Stephen Cruz. No runs given up. And way to go, Vinny Boom Boom. Salvi, you'll always be our captain. And as always, let's go Royals.
A little robotic there at the end, just an odd sound coming through the speaker. But Big T always finishing with the choo-choo. I can't tell you how many people, hey, is the choo-choo guy still call? Hey, you ever met the choo-choo guy? Hey, we're talking so much about pitching. How about Frank Mazzucato, huh? Shout out to the former first-round pick tonight. Down at the high A ranks, the young lefty spins 5 2/3 innings of two-hit baseball. Not too shabby. What was that, 2021 first-round pick out of high school? I think he's 22 now. He's got that ERA down to 1.27. There you go, Frank. Let's go to Alan in Springfield. Alan, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Good. I just want to talk about Canna, man. I feel like that when Canna is in the lineup, that chemistry is just, he brings something to that lineup every time he's in it. And so I just want to give a shout-out to Mark Canna and what he does, even though just in the fact that he's a role player and he's willing to come off the bench in a humble way and just do a job.
Oh, what a great phone call, Alan. I'm embarrassed I didn't mention him sooner, but that's why you guys are the best, man. Thank you very much. Yeah, Mark Canna puts the boys on the board, comes through with what turns out to be the game-winning sacrifice fly. A sack fly in the first as he plays hero. Yeah, Vinny's home run was our, you know, MVP air conditioning cool play of the game, but Mark Canna had the game-winning knock or the game-winning RBI. Now, Michael Wacha was the star, but go to that first inning. Jonathan India draws a walk. Bobby Witt Jr. then roasts a full-count curveball that's down and out of the zone, and he takes it off the ground and just laces it to left field. I mean, it was almost right at Jose Altuve, and Bobby, still just the fastest dude on the planet, still finds himself on second base with his 11th double of the season. That's most in Major League Baseball. So Bob's on second. India's on third with nobody out. This is about to be a big inning for the boys. They're about to get to the two-time All-Star Framber Valdez and maybe put this one in their back pocket early. Second and third with nobody out, Salvi pops out to the second baseman. Oof. Oof. All right, well. Second and third, now with one out. Mark Canna. It's weird, isn't it, Alan? Like how comfortable you feel with Mark Canna at the dish? You know, in those situations where the only thing you can't do is punch out. Put the ball in play. Get the run in. Execute. Allow the scoreboard to dictate your approach at the dish. Mark Canna, man, I want Bobby at the dish at all times if I can, no doubt. Now, I'll still side with Salvi in the big spots. But Mark Canna right now is climbing up that list of who do you want at the plate in the big moment? I mean, how high does he rank for you? We all agree Bobby's one. I think we could debate every other spot after that. Now, me, Salvi's earned the number two spot. But number three right now, you're going to have to make a pretty good case to me that it's not Mark Canna. Canna's batting .360. He has a hit in 7 of his 11 games this season, and his on-base percentage is at .414. Alan, thank you very much for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Robert in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, Vern. It was nice to stop by your booth and meet you today. Nice win from the Royals as well. And to answer your question for the show, I do still feel excited about the Royals, you know, and how their season is going to go. My question is, if you can help me, because I kind of really don't know the rules of the baseball game that much, but in the 7th or 8th inning, where it was a call, there was a challenge and Q came out. What was the issue with that call? Was it because the infielder was blocking the bag? I'll listen off air. Thanks again so much, and have a nice night. Go Royals.
Yeah. Nice meeting you as well, Robert. Thank you very much for the phone call. And, yeah, that's my understanding. I didn't have a chance to talk with Matt Quatrero after the game. But, yeah, Mark Canna's leadoff single there in the 7th. He's pinch ran for. You bring in the speedy Tyler Tolbert, and he takes off as Michael Garcia strikes out for the first out. And The throw down, a good throw, but you're not catching Tyler Tolbert. Nobody's catching Tyler Tolbert. Unless you block the bag. And you know, Jeremy Pena had his big old foot in front of the bag. But I didn't think it was blocking. He still gave him a lane to hit the bag. So, yeah, that was my impression of why Q was coming out. Tolbert was called safe. Houston challenged the safe call, and the call was upheld. Tyler Tolbert rips his sixth bag of the season. Now, if Astros shortstop Jeremy Pena had, like, his whole leg... can I think of what, like his whole shin, right? If he was blocking the bag with not just his cleat, not just his foot, but he put that whole knee down and blocked it with his shin, that could be called defensive interference. And even if he would have been out, umpires would have said you're blocking the bag and he's safe at second base and the game continues. But no, at least from my vantage point, it didn't look like the bag was being blocked by Pena, and it didn't look like he got the tag on him before the right hand of Tyler Tolbert touched second base. Now, he would stay at second base as Renfro and Pasquantino were unable to get him in. Vinny put another nice drive into that one. A long fly ball to center field. Telling you those last two at-bats last night from Vinny, I haven't spoken to him about it, but it looked to me like it might have helped him find his barrel, feel his hands a little bit more. He punched out in his first at-bat, went bridge in his second, and of course that long fly ball to finish off the seventh inning. Vinny smacks his third home run of the season, his team-leading third home run. Put the Royals up 2-0 in the fifth inning, and that would be your final score. Robert, thanks a lot for the phone call. There's a phone line open for you, 913-586-7965. The Royals are back to 500. Chris Bubich takes the ball tomorrow in the finale as the Royals take aim at a seventh straight victory. We'll take our final timeout and get right back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
So let me tell you about Guaranteed Foods and what makes it the professional home food service. They customize healthy, all-natural, and specialty products for each family's needs. Center-of-the-plate stuff, side dishes, breakfast, whatever you need, it's just for you and your family. As a professional, menu consultant will sit down with you to find out exactly what y'all need. Based on your budget, your lifestyle, your allergies, special needs, are you on a diet? What is your family like? I mean, they're going to make sure that you get as much value for your money, certainly more so than you're going to get at the grocery store or really anywhere else. The focus isn't to have you spend more money. It's to get more value for the money that you spend. My favorite example, I go to it all the time because there was nothing worse than wasting food. Nothing bothers me more. They portion package every cut of meat, so there's zero waste. You don't have to open a package of 16 chicken breasts when you only need two. No, you take out what you need, and the others will not get freezer burned. They're not going to go bad in a few days, so the result is you save money. Yeah, it's hard to overstate all the ways that Guaranteed Foods makes food buying easier and mealtime healthier. Guaranteed Foods, making healthy eating fun and easy since 1958.
888-850. What's up? It's Patrick Mahomes, and you're listening to The Home for Chiefs Football. 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
And the pitch to the right-hand hitting Diaz is swung on, grounded past the mound. Walker to cover. Salvi's got it. Throw to first is in time.
Oh, the great Ryan Lefevre. How nice has it been having Rhino behind the radio microphone? Yeah, what a play. Listen, you don't win six games in a row solely because of starting pitching. You need a strong defense as well in the Royals. That defense, again, we haven't seen that perfectly well-rounded stretch of baseball just yet, but we are seeing a clean brand of baseball. Defensively, on the base paths, out of the bullpen, from the starting pitching, execution from the offense, we are seeing clean baseball. All facets are not necessarily clicking just yet, but the defense sure is airtight, and boy, Salvi just continues to be impressive over there at first base. Michael Wacha. You know, last season, I honestly thought Michael Wacha was the Royals' best defensive pitcher. Seth Lugo won the Gold Glove. Cole Ragans was up for the Gold Glove, but I was surprised that Michael Wacha wasn't on the list. Did a great job today getting over there to first base with two on and two outs in the sixth inning with his team hanging on to a 2-0 lead. A little dribbler to the right side could have easily been bungled by the Royals. But the boys make sure that doesn't happen. Great play there. Great night, great stretch. Royals look to finish off this homestand by going 6-0. Chris Bubich on the hill tomorrow with Hunter Brown going for the Astros. That's got to be the best pitching matchup in Major League Baseball coming up on Sunday. Let's go to the phone calls. Peyton, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Peyton from Nebraska. Go ahead.
Hey, so I kind of have two questions into one. Well, the first one is about MJ Melendez. Before he got called up in AAA, he was slashing it down there. I believe he had like 20-some home runs down there before he got called up to the Royals. Do you think he can get back to that type of caliber of player to help us contribute to a playoff push? And do you think Jack Caglione, what do you think the outlook on him is for the year? Do you think he'll get called up around September? Or do you think it's more of a later type year for next year?
Yeah. Good call. Peyton, thanks for the phone call. Yeah. The talent is there for MJ. I don't think you can put together a three-month stretch like we saw from him in the second half of 2023, a two-month stretch like we saw from him in the second half last year. He's immensely talented. He's a terrific athlete. Needs to find his confidence and needs to find his swing again. Rough day today for MJ as they played a doubleheader in Toledo. MJ went 0-for-8 with four punchouts. He's hitting .095 since being demoted to Omaha. So, you know, it's a ways away. It's going to take at least, you know, a couple of months for MJ to find that form and put together enough good swings to convince the organization that I'm ready to, A, take someone's spot and B, help this team win. And Jack Caglione, hey. First, there needs to be a spot for him to play. And tonight he played in right field for the second time this week and the second time as a professional. If Hunter Renfroe continues to struggle. Now, as I say that, Renfroe's had his best week of the season, right? He has five hits in his last six games. But still, hitting .167 with an OPS, 250 points below the league average. Yeah, that can't continue. But with Cags, I don't think he's called up to the big leagues until the offense is middle of the road in Major League Baseball, until it improves a lot. And the only way it's going to climb from where it's at right now, which is bottom five in the sport, the only way it's going to climb up to, you know, climb up about 10 spots, the only way that's going to happen is if Vinny gets going, India gets going, Salvi, you know, builds off of what he did on Thursday. Michael Massey hopefully builds off of some loud outs like we saw last night from him. Those things need to happen first because, again, Cags, in my opinion, will not be viewed as a savior. And if he is viewed as a savior, he's not coming up. I think that's an unfair position to put a 22-year-old in. Right, just take a look around Major League Baseball. The other members of last year's draft class that have been called up to the show, Houston's Cam Smith hits seventh in their lineup. The Athletics' Nick Kurtz hits eighth in their lineup. And then the only other 2024 draft pick that's made his debut is a pitcher for the Angels. So if Cags is going to debut this season, I don't think he's viewed as well, I don't think he's going to be put in position to be something more than the seven hitter for the first few weeks. Now, maybe he can earn his way up the lineup and come up here and rake. But I would be shocked if the organization throws him into this lineup while they're struggling. Now, you want him joining a freight train of an offense. A train that is barreling towards October. You want him to be some gasoline on the fire. You want him to be a weapon, not the savior. Peyton, I appreciate the phone call. Royals win 2-0. We got to get out of here. That's our music. Royals going for a seventh straight win with a guy that Baseball Reference says is one of the five best pitchers on the planet so far in 2025. Chris Bubich on the hill. It's a 1:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. James Howell, great job back at the studio. Really appreciate your work. Appreciate your help. Thanks to Michael Waka for calling up as well. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Kansas City. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Take care.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.